This program is sponsored by The Church of God International and supported by our viewers.
In times like these, we need the armor of God for the well-being of our families, to help you stand in the evil day. The Church of God International presents Armor of God, a program of biblical understanding. And now, your host, Bill Watson.
Well, friends, again, welcome to another international telecast of the Armor of God. It's good to have all of you with us, and thank you for spending this time with us. We know you have a lot of opportunities and selections on today's television programming, and we really appreciate you tuning in to us. As you can see, we are going to digress from our traditional format to introduce to you a friend, an individual from Jamaica, came all the way to visit us here in the United States, Mr. George Ramakan, of who I want to certainly welcome to the program today and express how happy we are that you've made it.
Thank you very much, Bill. I'm very happy to be here.
That's good. Yes. You enjoying your stay in the United States?
It's been very good.
That's great. Yes. That is
just
great.
Just about a week I've been here, and it's been really good.
Wonderful, yes. Wonderful. Well, we're going to be talking with Mr. Ramakan here in just a few moments a little bit about some things that he is dealing with in his own personal life, as well as those particular things that are going on in Jamaica. But before I go ahead and do that, what I'd like to do is just take a moment out to explain why we're digressing from what would be considered our traditional format. Many of you who are regular viewers are well aware of the fact that generally the Armor of God is noted for providing a presentation that is perhaps of higher impact, that is very biblically based and is somewhat hard-hitting on some doctrinal issue and or family principle and or Christian living point. But nevertheless, from time to time, because we get such a variety of questions due to some of those topics, that we thought it would be good as a courtesy to take some time out to answer a very, what you could say, common question that we receive from time to time. And that question is, who is and who are the people that are supporting this particular telecast called the Armor of God? And those of you who regularly watch are well aware of the fact that the core supporter of this program of the Armor of God is the Church of God International. So as a courtesy to many of our viewers today, we thought we would digress and take opportunity, as we have opportunity, to share with you some of the fine people that are behind this telecast, the Armor of God, and sharing the burden of supplying the revenues and funds and energy necessary to express to you many of the teachings that we have had opportunity to share with you over the years with this broadcast called the Armor of God. So I wanted to explain that to you. I can assure you next week we will be back to our normal traditional format, hitting you with some hard-hitting topics and subjects regarding the Bible based beliefs, and sometimes, as you've often found, and which today won't be any different. As a matter of fact, I have to admit that George and I are going to be addressing some things, aren't we, George, regarding some issues.
I look forward to that.
Yes, yes, exactly. So, friends, with that in mind, I just wanted to assure you, though, that we will be back to our normal format next week. Now, before we get started, one additional thing. We have, as we traditionally do, a free offer for all of you today. And I'd like to share that with you here in the next few minutes. And that is, we have a DVD. Now, this is a DVD. Though it looks like a disc, it's not just a CD. This is not just audio. This is video and audio. It's a 30-minute presentation of just exactly who and what the Church of God International is, and how they're going about as an organization addressing the mission that they have identified for themselves as, and have been led by the Holy Spirit to recognize God leading them in working toward evangelizing souls for Jesus Christ. This is important for those of you who certainly are interested in understanding a little bit of what the Church of God International is. This DVD, this video presentation, 30 minutes in length, will take you through many things, such as the facility that the Church of God International uses and operates from over in Tyler, Texas, where there's a plethora of all different types of publications, such as booklets and different articles of all different varieties and sorts of topics, as mentioned, from Christian living topics to heavily based doctrinal teachings to so many additional items for your consideration, including, if that weren't enough, a correspondence course that has been specifically designed and tailored to take you step by step through the Bible, teaching you many of the things that the Church of God International has shared with you over the years of this broadcast called The Armor of God. Additionally, the Church of God International, as you will see on this DVD, has children programs divided up by age groups for the sake of teaching and educating our children on Bible-based information concerning this Judeo-Christian document we call the Bible. And if that weren't enough, you're going to meet some of the people behind the scenes that are helping to provide and make all that we have shared with you possible. Would be remiss of us, that is, not to take you behind the scenes to show you how this very telecast, The Armor of God, is put together. You'll see some cuts and behind-the-scene takes that will illustrate to you how we do many of the special effects and sound effects to help you better understand the many presentations that are brought to you by the commentators here on The Armor of God. In addition, we're going to go ahead and provide a free subscription to the International News, a free subscription. This is a publication that comes out approximately 3 to 4 times a year, covering all different kinds of subjects and different varieties of topics, from biblically based prophetic documents to Christian living to, for even, for that matter, church coverage, that is, congregational events that are going on throughout the world. Because, friends, remember, the Church of God International is that. It is indeed an international work. So do not underestimate or dismiss the Church of God International, because there are many things that this publication will illustrate for you that are going on throughout the world. So go ahead, dial right now, 888-578-8791. Ask the operator for both of these free offers, the DVD titled Share the Vision and a subscription to the International News. Also, we have a website there for your perusal and additional items for your consideration at www.cgi.org. Okay, then. Well, with that, friends, as you can see, George Ramakan here, my friend from Jamaica, is with us. And again, I want to take this opportunity, George, to welcome you once again
The
program and to the telecast. Now, I understand, George, are you basically indigenous from Jamaica? I mean,
yes.
That's where you were brought up?
I was born there in the eastern side of the island. This is a parish called St. Thomas.
I see.
I grew up in the corporate area, which is really Kingston, which is the capital of Jamaica.
Oh, okay. And that is in the general Kingston area.
That is right.
I see.
It's where you have the heavy concentration of the Jamaican population.
Okay.
Kingston and St. Andrews.
About how many people live there?
You have a 750,000
people
living in the Kingston.
So that's a pretty serious city there.
Very large area.
Yeah. Now, for the sake of our viewers, I understand that you at one time worked in the government of Jamaica. Perhaps you could share with us a little bit of just what that entailed. What did you do?
Oh, yeah. I was a member of the Senate of Jamaica. That's the Senate is one of the houses of parliament. Like you have your Congress here.
Mm-hmm.
There are two houses. There's a House of Representatives and the Senate. I was in the Senate. And our system of government, of course, is based on the British Westminster system.
So because Jamaica is still a colony of the British Empire?
No, Jamaica actually is an independence nation. We got our independence in 1962. However, we remain a part of the Commonwealth. Like Canada, like India, we are a part of the Commonwealth. So the Queen is still considered the head of state.
So there's still some relativity there.
That is right. We have a Governor General who represents the Queen. So, you know, the Commonwealth of Nations, the Queen really is the head of the Commonwealth, and so the head of state.
Okay. And so you, in your position as senator, did what there in the government?
I worked directly out of the Prime Minister's office. I was responsible for coordinating many of the activities that came out of the Prime Minister's office. So I worked very closely with Edward Siaga, who was the Prime Minister. That's during the time of Reagan and Thatcher
yes.
and Kohl in Germany. You know, that was a very exciting period.
I bet it was in the late 80s, early 90s.
That's
yes.
Correct.
Since then, though, if I understand correctly,
yes.
The European Union is kind of knocking on the door down there in the Caribbean and making some effort to ingratiate itself among the islanders, including Jamaica. Have there been any noticeable changes or connections with the European Union lately?
Yes, of course. The European Union has a growing interest in Jamaica, in the Caribbean, in fact, in what is called the ACP, the African, Caribbean, and Pacific countries. And by and large, these are poor nations. And the European Union has really been providing meaningful relationships in terms of trade, in terms of aid. For example, Jamaica alone recently got a stabilizing fund for economic development of some 30 million euros. Now, the euro is stronger than the US dollar. So
that's more money than
quite a bit of money.
Yeah.
And that's just one nation. So Europe definitely has a serious interest and is making a serious impact.
And did I hear you right? This is a grant, which means
that
it doesn't have to be paid back.
Paid,
yeah, it's
correct.
Not a loan.
No, it's not a loan. It's a grant for development. But Europe is developing a long-term relationships in these nations, not just aid for consumption, but aid for development self-sustaining purposes.
And throughout all that area, I mean, even South America, as I understand, is receiving now some connection from the tentacles of the spreading European Union.
That is correct. In fact, Europe is responsible for importing 40% of the agricultural produce of the developing countries around the world. Now, that's more than the United States, Canada, and Japan put together.
Wow.
Europe alone is doing all of that.
And many people don't even realize
the growing... The power and strength of Europe is really around the corner.
Yeah, yeah. Now, for the sake of our viewers, I understand something also regarding you personally, that being middle-agers, I mean, I think I can say that,
yes,
I'm about your age,
of course.
that you are actually pursuing a master's degree in theology. And I find this intriguing, especially in light of the fact, and as I will mention to our viewers, the fact that so many often we receive, as I say, questions concerning the fact that we express or talk about non-traditional issues. And obviously, when one goes to a school to talk about particular topics concerning theology and all, I would imagine, George, you had plenty of opportunity to probably debate your professors in regards to what you understand to be Bible-based truths that the Church of God International teaches versus traditional Christian theology that so many, literally billions of people, are used to understanding. And one of these topics that I'm kind of interested in asking you about,
yes,
because there's a plethora, I know, of subjects that we could go off into discussing, of which, obviously, unfortunately, we don't have the time to address all of those things. But the fact that I wanted to mention here is this doctrine of, specifically, the Trinity.
Yes.
How does the Trinity, the distinctions of it, compare with the Bible-based teachings of the Church of God International? Could you help us, take us through some of that from your perspective?
Well, if you read the Bible from cover to cover, nowhere in the Bible is the concept of the Trinity taught. And this is not an invention of the Church of God International. In fact, when I talk about the Trinity, I hardly like to use our own, you know, teachings or research. I prefer to go to the research of Trinitarians themselves and respected Trinitarians who actually have agreed that the concept of the Trinity is not in Scripture.
I find
and
that good to do because
yes,
I would say many people would argue this point with you,
yes,
you know, in this regard.
I would quote you, for example, in a recent book on the Trinity by the Catholic theologian Karl Rahner. He says, theologians in the past have been embarrassed by the simple fact that in reality, the Scriptures do not explicitly present a doctrine of the Trinity. And here you are talking about a Catholic theologian. This is not the Church of God International making this assertion. That's in his book on the Trinity, page 22.
Unbelievable.
You could go to another, the Catholic New Catholic Encyclopedia, which it says, it is difficult to offer a clear, objective, and straightforward account of the revelation, doctrinal evolution, and the theological elaboration of the mystery of the Trinity. And it goes on, it says, Trinitarian discussion, Roman Catholic as well as other, present somewhat an unsteady silhouette, meaning that it's a moving target. You just can't make it out. It is not for real. It is just something of the imagination. It's not in the scriptures. And that's in volume number 16, page 295 of the New Catholic Encyclopedia. It's not a teaching of the Church of God International. This you can get from very authentic sources. There's the International Standard Bible Encyclopedia, which says the term Trinity is not a biblical term, and we are not using biblical language when we define what is expressed by it as the doctrine. So there is more, you know, we don't have enough time on your program, as you have said, to go into the depths of it. But what is important here, Bill, is to understand the origin. Where did it come from?
Correct, yeah.
Because if it didn't come from the Bible, it must have come from somewhere.
And am I to understand, George, that the word Trinity is not even in the Bible?
It's not in the Bible.
As well as the concept.
As well as the concept. You know, we wouldn't even make a fuss about the word because, for example, the word millennium is not in the Bible, but the concept is there. But, of course, neither the concept nor the word about the Trinity.
Almost like the rapture.
Is there. That is correct. That is also another one. Maybe some other time.
Or the concept.
We'll talk about this. Neither the concept
exactly.
nor the word.
Yeah.
You know, in his article on the Trinity, the McClinock and Strong Encyclopedia explains as follows. It says, toward the end of the first century and during the second century, many learned men came over, both from Judaism and paganism, to Christianity. These brought with them into the Christian schools of theology their Platonic ideas and phraseology. That's where the Trinity comes from.
Exactly.
It's coming out of philosophy and Babylonian and Egyptian myths.
But unfortunately,
it's not a part of the scriptures.
Many people don't realize that.
Many people do not realize that. Yeah. Unfortunately, it is a fundamental doctrine. Many of the churches that adhere to the Trinity will say to you, if you do not believe in the Trinity, you're not a Christian. It's as fundamental as that. Yet it's not biblical. They themselves say it is so confusing, the mind cannot understand it. So, you know, you make some kind of an explanation to say, well, it was revealed, you know, but if Christ came in order to reveal his Father, then if you cannot understand all of this, it means that Christ didn't do a very good job.
Precisely.
And I'm sure he did a good job. Because
as a matter
he
of fact, exactly. Because I understand in Romans chapter 1, it is talking about the fact, and some of our viewers, if you're unaware of this particular scripture, but in Romans chapter 1, it talks about even the very Godhead is and able to be understood. And it's right there in Romans chapter 1 where
that
it talks
correct.
About the very Godhead. So God wants to be
of
understood.
Course. God wants to reveal himself. It's a relationship.
Exactly.
And if God is developing relationship with us, the least he would do is help us to understand who he is.
Exactly.
And that is why it is really absurd to think that this doctrine could be so fundamental. A fundamental doctrine as this should be easily explained.
Yeah.
Since we claim, when I say we claim, the churches claim that it is a salvific matter. If you do not know and adhere to the Trinity, then you know you're not a Christian.
So let me explain. Let me just kind of rephrase something here, then, George. Am I to understand that what you're saying is that it's a provable fact?
Yes.
A provable fact
yes.
for our viewers as well, that you, if you took the time to look into some of these other writings like encyclopedias that George is mentioning here, that you could find, and you're telling us we could find,
yes.
the substantiation
yes.
that this doctrine of the Trinity, was actually brought over from pagan sun-worshipping religions that were
correct.
Adopted by the early church fathers.
That's correct.
Well, if I understand that,
yes.
then what you're saying is then many of the Protestants today who have adopted the Trinitarian doctrine have adopted a Catholic doctrine because they were the ones that started it,
they
right,
have
in the
Bill,
Christian
and
world.
And, you know, the Catholics, at least, they come right up front and they say, well, you know, the Bible is not the only authority. The church, the tradition of the fathers of the church, that there is authority there too. And they can change or introduce doctrines. It doesn't have to be straight from the Bible. But Protestants claim to be sola scriptura, to believe in the Bible alone as an authority.
Yeah.
And therefore, Protestants have no business adopting the Catholic Trinitarian doctrine and many other doctrines which have come over. But remember, all of this, it came through the time when the Catholic Church was the only church.
Only church.
Afterwards, there was a breakaway with the Protestant movement with Martin Luther.
In the 1600s.
And many of the doctrines came over.
Yes.
And Protestants must now revisit the Bible and to see whether Martin Luther really had moved away from, you know, the teachings of the Catholic Church that were traditions of men rather than traditions of God.
And
this is very important.
I think people, too, if they would really investigate Martin Luther, really the only problem he had was primarily with the Pope And I think, what was it?
Yeah, paying for money? Salvation,
yeah,
money, you know.
Money, yeah.
These are the things that he
right.
really broke away. Indulgences.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
so that's really where the issue was. Mm-hmm. The issue was not with. So really, the Protestants are in fact Catholics. And they're Catholic leaders who tell the Protestants have no business, believing in these things mm-hmm. because they are uniquely Catholic.
It's incredible.
So I can appreciate the Catholic Church
sure.
for that. But
yeah.
the Protestants, they need to really get back to the Bible.
They really do. Now,
yes.
I find this additionally interesting because there in Jamaica, I understand, and for our viewers' sake, I don't know how many of you are aware of it, but if you do hit us on our website from time to time, you will see reports from the Jamaica area that has illustrated that the island of Jamaica and the work of the Church of God International is one of the, if not the, fastest growing area right now in the world. And a lot of it has to do with many of the methods that are being implemented by, like, Deacon George Ramakan, who happens to be an ordained deacon, working together with a handful of other gentlemen who are also ordained deacons who help and work with the congregation down there under the leadership of their pastor, Ian Boyne. And I wanted to ask George here today a little bit about just what are some of the methods that Pastor Boyne has implemented and the value that he has brought to the evangelistic efforts of all those down there combined in propagating the name of Jesus Christ.
Pastor Boyne has introduced a variety of evangelistic approaches. First of all, the man himself, if you meet him, you will discover that you're dealing with an intellectual heavyweight. And he is probably the foremost journalist there is in Jamaica. And, of course, you know, he uses quite a bit his columns, his radio shows, to advance the teaching of the gospel. And in the church, what he has done is to have energized the congregation, the lay membership of the church, to really be evangelists. So we have a year-round evangelistic program. And so every member understands that it's his or her responsibility to be introducing new persons to the faith. Now, of course, when these persons are brought in, it's the responsibility of the minister and those who are preaching to be effective in their teaching. And here again, Ian Boyne and the deacons, Deacon Smith, Deacon O'Connor, those who actually preach and teach, I do that too. Very effectively try to present the gospel to these persons, and so we've had a growth in the population of the church in Jamaica. In fact, in Kingston, the church there is 250 over that.
Is that
and
right?
We have another branch of the church in Otorias. Most people see Otorias as just a vacation area.
Yes, yes.
But for us, it's a religious opportunity
uh-huh.
for spreading the gospel, and we have a small congregation there of about 20 persons. So the church is growing, and the effectiveness of the church in Jamaica, it is really something, you know, that I think can be a good model. Or church services, for example, you come to a church services, they are very lively. You wouldn't know the difference between an evangelical kind of a church when you come there, because the praise, the worship, the music, all the activities, you get all of this there. But what's different is that the gospel is preached.
Bible-based teachings.
And preached without compromise.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's good.
Mm-hmm. Now, where do they meet over in the
Kingston
area?
The church, we meet at the Life of Jamaica Auditorium. That's 28 Barbados Avenue in New Kingston. And we meet there on the Sabbath, the Saturdays, at 1 p.m. And in Otorias, we meet on the Simmons Plaza. That's on the third floor. And this is on the Sabbath again at 11 a.m. in Otorias.
Now, is anybody invited? I mean, if I were just walking down the street and heard about this, I mean, and I was in a hotel or there with vacation with my family, could I walk in on these services?
I want to.
Would I be welcome?
To make an open invitation to everyone who will listen to this tape to visit us there in Jamaica at both locations. And in fact, to invite our listeners to the Feast of Tabernacles in Jamaica. This year, we have a new site, and it's just unbelievable. The site itself, but then the whole spirit of the feast and what will happen in Jamaica this year is promises to be a very, very great feast. So I'm extending this invitation to our listeners.
So I would take it from that you would say that these people are very warm, very friendly type of people. I mean, what kind of folks come to this meeting that seems to be so non-traditional in its belief system, George?
You know, it's very interesting. that the people who are part of the church are not necessarily the intellectuals, are not necessarily those who are scholars, even though we are so deeply Bible-based. You're talking about very average, ordinary Jamaicans. But Jamaicans with a difference. These are people who are thinking. These are people who are not attracted by the health and wealth gospel. They're not attracted by the healing crusades. They want to go into the Bible to see what the will of God is. And they are prepared to change their lifestyles based on what they learn from the scriptures. And that's what makes a difference. And so the average member in the Church of God International in Jamaica could argue with any theologian and present very good arguments and cases for what he or she believes.
So you would consider looking at it from a Western's point of view. Are these middle-class folks, blue-collar workers, farmers,
It's a great mix. It's from the very, very ordinary all the way to what you may call, you know, your middle class, mm-hmm. your lower class, and your lower upper class, you know,
yes.
not necessarily the upper
class.
But that's the kind of a thing. So we have a very good mix. But the majority of people are hardworking, ordinary Jamaicans, family people, taking care of their children, working a job, having a difficulty, maybe in getting time off for the Sabbath and the feast days and so on, but who are determined to live in the way that Christ has called them.
Amen to that. Boy, this is quite a dissertation regarding what we're doing down there, and I'm very happy to hear this news of such growth. I mean, 200, 250 people in the Kingston area, along with another two dozen or so over there in Ocho Rios.
Yes.
Certainly, our hats are off to the efforts of all you fellas and ladies, of course, that are working so hard down there. I wanted, again, thank you, George, for coming here today. Our time is running short, and unfortunately, we're going to have to go ahead and put a close on today's program. But again, I want to remind all of you to take the opportunity to ask us for the offer that we have offered. We're going to put it up on the screen, as you can see here. 888-578-8791 is the phone number you need to call for the subscription, free subscription to the International News, a publication that comes out about 3 to 4 times a year, along with the DVD. Now, this is just not an audio. This is a video. Let me remind you, video and audio presentation, about 30 minutes long, to take you through just exactly what the Church of God International is all about. Again, I want to thank my friend George Ramakan here from coming all the way from Jamaica and enjoying himself to come here to the United States. And again, illustrating to so many of you that the Church of God International is indeed an international work. And we hope that if you ever do get down into the Jamaica area, you'll look up Pastor Boyne and, of course, his group down there in the Jamaican area, serving God all together to help people come to know Jesus Christ. Friends, you take care. You keep on that whole armor of God, and we'll see you right back here next week.
Armor of God and the free material offered is brought to you by the Church of God International of Tyler, Texas. You may write to us at Post Office Box 2525, Tyler, Texas 75710. Call toll-free at 1-888-578-8791 or call 1-903-939-2929 during regular business hours. You may visit our website at cgi.org or email us at armorofgod@cgi.org. We appreciate your prayers and support.
This program is sponsored by the Church of God International and supported by our viewers.